What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2020, getting into the week. Lots of interesting things to talk about. And as usual, I'm going to talk about news until I run out of news, at which point we'll open the phone lines, let you call in with your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. And the USS Bonhomme Richard is still on fire out in San Diego. And now there's a ship worker saying that this may not have been an accident after all, but an act of sabotage. So we'll see where that's going to go. But apparently the fire that broke out aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard has damaged the ship beyond repair and may have been sabotage, according to a ship worker who knows the $750 million boat well. A man who goes by the handle Preacher Joe called into the Shepherd M. Bellis show on Monday, where he gave exclusive details about the ship based on his previous experience working in the ship's ammunition magazines as a structural welder over the past four decades. So, anyway, let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. She was arraigned today. I still have not heard if she made bail or not, but a lot of people were saying that she very well could. She made a $5 million offer to post that much money for her bail. I don't know why she wants to get out on bail. She's going to be a target as soon as she steps out of that prison. You know, I'm sure prison is very uncomfortable, I'm sure about that, but at least she's got some protection around her. Question is, what restrictions is the judge going to put on her movements? Now, the prosecutors are saying she's a flight risk. She has enough money to leave the country and possibly already has fake IDs. So, anyway, let's see. Former federal prosecutor Jamie Nowaday told the Post, "I think this is a close case. Epstein had no chance at bail at all. She's in a very different position." Okay, New York's most famous bail bondsman says Ghislaine Maxwell's $5 million will offer will be rejected and should be as much as $100 million to reflect her crime. Ira Judelson, New York's most famous bail bondsman, said that Jeffrey Epstein's alleged madam will have to significantly increase the $5 million bail package. He claims Maxwell's bail application will be rejected, should be as much as $100 million. Judelson says that if Maxwell does get bail, prosecutors will put cameras in the home where she is staying so they can monitor her 24/7. Kind of reminds me about when Barry Seal was granted bail and the prosecutor, the judge said, "You will stay here in this motel. That's where you're going to be." And that's where the gunman caught up with him. One of Ghislaine Maxwell's victims has urged the judge not to release her on bail today as she makes her first appearance before a New York court. Let me do a really quick search and see if decision has been handed down. Denied bail. Okay, good. So she was denied bail. Now, out in California, attorney Mark Angelucci, known for his work on behalf of men's rights, was shot and killed outside his California home on Saturday. Angelucci was the founder of the Los Angeles chapter of the National Coalition for Men and the force behind many of the group's lawsuits. And he was featured in the controversial documentary, The Red Pill. Now, who would do a thing like that? So let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. There's a new study out on COVID-19 antibodies, and it suggests that immunity fades within weeks, just weeks. Any antibodies you've generated, they just go away. And the authors, who are British, say this puts a nail in the coffin of the idea of herd immunity. That, you know, you can have coronavirus, and then a couple of months later, you can have it again here. Over in Serbia, protesters have rocked Belgrade and other cities in response to President Aleksandar Vučić's reintroduction of government curfews over the surge in coronavirus cases. The Serbs protest being lied to for political ends. Serbian police fired tear gas and were dressed head to toe in riot gear as demonstrators, mostly young people, assaulted police on Tuesday and Wednesday. So the whole world is going crazy here right now. Up in Ireland, people can now be jailed for not wearing face masks on public transportation. Transport workers have been urged not to police new face mask laws that come into force today amid fears of conflicts between passengers. Union chiefs have highlighted the death of a driver in France as evidence of the danger to workers. All right, out in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis has come under fire this weekend after he called residents who do not wear masks to curb coronavirus selfish bastards. On Sunday, Polis posted on his campaign Facebook account to remind Colorado residents that scientific studies supported the use of face coverings and face masks in public places to help reduce the spread of the virus. Then he added, so if you're a selfish bastard and wearing a mask to protect others isn't enough of a reason to do so, then maybe you're protecting yourself is. I think the issue is, are the masks really effective? And there's some studies that say, yes, they are. And some studies say, no, they aren't, especially the homemade ones. Apparently, American Airlines is now investigating Ted Cruz after they caught him without a face mask in the first-class cabin of a flight Sunday. And apparently, he was drinking coffee. Now, we're booked on American Airlines for our upcoming trip, and we were told point blank, there are no liquids in the cabin, there's no food in the cabin, no water, no soft drinks, no alcohol, no coffee, so you keep your face mask on all the time. So maybe in first class they serve coffee, but if they're serving coffee, they know he has to take his mask off, or at least down, enough to sip the coffee. Anyway. So apparently, there was a photo taken by a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee operative of Ted Cruz with his mask off, drinking coffee in first class. Getting on back to COVID itself, scans reveal heart damage in over half of COVID-19 patients in study. The study involved 1,216 patients, of whom 813 had been diagnosed with COVID-19. 298 were deemed probable cases. Due to the design of the study, the remaining 105 were assumed to have COVID-19. That's a bit of a leap there. Anyway, the participants were from 69 countries across six continents. Each had an echocardiogram, a type of ultrasound scan for the heart, between April 3rd and 20th. Of the total 1,216 patients, 55% had abnormalities in their scan, and 1 in 7 participants had what research described as severe abnormalities, according to the paper published in the journal European Heart Journal Cardiovascular Imaging. I have a problem with the methodology there. They should have done all these scans on the people, you know. There's got to be a before and after. We have no way of knowing if the COVID was responsible for the heart damage, or it's just that segment of the population has that much heart damage from other causes. Anyway, this is a very charming story. Down in Jacksonville, Florida, there's this lady, Mary Daniel, and her husband, Steve, who is permanently impaired, was being housed at Rose Castle at Deerwood, a memory care facility. And because of the COVID-19 isolation, she was not allowed to visit her husband for months. So she went and applied for a job there and got hired. So now she's working in the nursing home that is housing her husband, which means when she's not busy doing something else, she can go in and visit him. Boy, that is dedication. That is dedication. And I certainly wish her well. And apparently the rest of the staff at the home knows exactly what's going on, and they're trying to help her, you know, get things done so she can get back to her husband. That's nice when people pull together that way. All right, getting over to the world of political correctness here. Plymouth Plantation in New England is changing its name to be more inclusive. The Plymouth Plantation Living Museum, 400 years after the Pilgrims first arrived in the New World, is changing its name in order to be more inclusive and respectful of the indigenous communities. There was a lengthy statement on the website explaining the reasoning, which will be completed by the end of the year. And instead of the Plymouth Plantation, it'll be known as the Plymouth Patuxet, to include Native Americans who lived in the region at the time of the settlement. James Madison College at Michigan State University may change its name to expound the founding fathers' name from their institution. Now, this one's getting a little serious. Apparently, over this last week, at least four Catholic churches in four states were vandalized in a string of attacks that have authorities wondering whether religious icons and statues are next to be targeted by anti-racism and anti-fascist protesters. Over at the Washington Post, they're saying the Texas Rangers were a cruel, racist force and argues pro baseball's team name must go. Call them the Texas Strangers, maybe. So a columnist for the Washington Post wasted no time today yesterday in piggybacking off the momentum from the Washington Redskins announcement they'll be retiring their name and immediately called for Major League Baseball's Texas Rangers to follow suit. Now, the Navajo Nation, Navajo Nation has suggested a name for the Washington team. They want it to be named the Code Talkers, which they consider an honorable name for the Navajo, because the Code Talkers, of course, helped the United States secure communications during World War II against Japan in the Pacific Theater. There was a movie done about it called The Wind Talkers, which was another name for it. Of course, Washington Redskins could change their name to the Washington Code Talkers, and they're going to get yelled at about Washington. Washington owned slaves. He was no, we're named for Washington State. Well, you got to change the name of the state now. It really is getting a little bit out of control. Okay. Apparently, they're now out there saying the phrase low-hanging fruit is racist and reminds blacks of lynching. Now, the Oxford Dictionary defines the phrase low-hanging fruit as a thing or person that can be won, obtained, or persuaded with little effort. I don't see anything racist in there at all. But, you know, these racist searchers, if you will, they're like the witch hunters of Europe who were paid to find witches. And as a result, they saw witches everywhere. You want to get your name in the paper? Scream that something is racist. Clouds are racist. They're always white. Well, no, thunderstorm, they're black. We've got to change that. Black clouds have a negative connotation. Up in West Vancouver, British Columbia, they put in a Rainbow Pride crosswalk. It's basically a rainbow set of colors going across the street there. And somebody left a tire mark on this from a too tight of a turn. And it was immediately denounced as a gesture of hate. And the police found the driver of the car and talked to him and said, no, he just took the corner a little too tight and his car skidded a bit. And that was it. Now, as you know, the left has boycotted Goya Foods. It has backfired spectacularly. The shelves are empty. Conservative customers are cleaning out the store shelves, especially Hispanics. They're going on in and they're buying the Goya products. They can't keep them on the shelves anymore. And it's being called the Chick-fil-A effect by the Daily Wire. Namely, leftists have called for a boycott over the brand after a CEO publicly praised Trump. Instead, conservatives took matters into their own hands and are apparently buying more Goya products than they normally would to show support for the company. It's being called a boycott. Now, let's get back here to the McCloskeys. Now, the McCloskeys became famous because when some Black Lives Matter protesters broke through the gate and started up on the private property, they went out front of their own home with two legally owned firearms, an AR-15 and a handgun. The wife had the handgun, husband had the AR-15. No shots were fired. But the police came by and confiscated the AR-15. They want the handgun that's now in the hands of the McCloskey's lawyer. Now, Mark McCloskey is saying that they're expecting to be indicted shortly for what we don't know, because the whole idea of the Second Amendment is that you are able to protect your home from criminals, both unofficial and official. Oliver Stone has gone public lambasting Hollywood, saying they're quite mad. And, you know, he's won an Oscar, a BAFTA, a Golden Globe. He directed JFK, which is still considered the benchmark for work about that assassination. Platoon, Midnight Express, The Untold History of the United States. He interviewed Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, in an interview in the New York Times, Stone slammed Hollywood for being too fragile and too sensitive adding that you can't make a film without a sensitivity counselor or a COVID advisor. It's ridiculous. Now, this is backed up by another article that appeared over in Russia Today about making great movies in Hollywood is difficult. And this anti-white racism that we're seeing will make it impossible. Do you realize that in today's climate, they could not do a remake of Moby Dick? Because, you know, the lead characters are all white. The subordinate characters are all non-white. There are no roles for women, and it depicts cruelty to animals. Now, that began as a joke a little while ago, but if you think about it, it's absolutely true. I was talking to Claire the other day. We were going around the channel on the cable box and said, there's nothing here worth watching anymore. You know, great art, whether it's film or painting or music or literature or whatever, makes you think. It makes you challenge your assumptions. It makes you ask questions about yourself, from which you will learn about yourself. To go into the theaters these days and it's just this ultra-liberal, you know, I don't know, maybe they can remake Moby Dick if half the crew is gay or something. Like, yoo-hoo, Captain Ahab, I'm Queequeg, I'm here to harpoon a whale. Well, I can't harpoon a whale, not really, because they're such sensitive little creatures. Anyway, we'll see. Anyway, Hollywood's suffocating new wave of identity politics targets white men, and movies and TV will suffer significantly as a result. You even see this in commercials. You know, a lot of people in color in commercials, and good for them. Okay, but not at the expense of, you know, white males, white straight males, who still form the majority of the population of this country. And when you have a man and a woman in a commercial these days, 9 times out of 10, the woman is the smart one who's got the answers to everything, and the male is portrayed as a goofball. So Hollywood, despite its reputation as a liberal bastion, has long been a hothouse of vicious reactionary sentiments. And this article goes on to basically equate the current climate in Hollywood with McCarthyism from the late 1940s and 1950s, which was a particularly shameful time in Hollywood history. Even remembering that Hollywood has a lot to be shameful for. Now, the actor, Idris Elba, says he disagrees with censorship of racist old sitcoms because viewers should know that people once made shows like this and freedom of speech must be allowed. He does not agree with censoring old sitcoms because of modern sensibilities about race. Sitcoms including Little Britain, which came under fire because of the use of blackface makeup in some sketches, has been dropped from Netflix, BBC iPlayer, and BritBox following backlash from the viewers. Some viewers, I have no doubt. Okay, here in Indiana, white supremacist Daniel Lewis Lee, who was convicted of murdering a family of three, is put to death by lethal injection. This is the first federal execution in 17 years as he screams, "I didn't do it," just hours after the Supreme Court rejected a new appeal. And he was supposed to be executed yesterday, and there was a last-ditch effort at the Supreme Court claiming that lethal injection is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court disagreed on that 5-4. All right, getting to domestic politics here. We're seeing a lot of polls saying Biden's ahead here, Biden's ahead there. And there's an article that came out of Sputnik News, "Why Biden's Nationwide Lead Over Trump Says Nothing About the Election Outcome." And the first thing I thought of when I saw this was, well, let's remember 2016 when, you know, the polls were giving Hillary Clinton a 90% lead over Trump's single-digit possibilities. And, of course, on election night, things went just a little bit different, and Hillary tried to beat up her campaign manager. So we don't really know what the election will be like based on the polls we're being given by the corporate media. We got to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and I want to take a moment to issue a heartfelt thank you to every one of our listeners who has, in fact, already donated to Republic Broadcasting. It is greatly appreciated. You are helping to keep us on the air, and those of you who are donating to keep us on the air, thank you very, very much. For the rest of you, and I know money is tight, that's what makes it really, really hard to do these commercials. I mean, you're struggling just as much as we are, if not worse. But every little tiny bit helps. There's no such thing as too small a donation. So the postal address where you can send a check, a money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can phone in a debit or credit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, article from Russia Today. Wayne Dupree is out there saying the left is showing epic panic because they know a November loss is on their doorstep. The left's anger is intense because they were so close to success with their riots, and now they're terrified Joe Biden will lose his election showdown with Donald Trump. And yes, he will, short of massive cheating. And it raises a certain question, because the left is always out there saying that Donald Trump and his followers are dangerous. They're dangerous people. And yet it's the left that's out there rioting in the streets and breaking store windows and throwing over trash cans and setting them on fire and trying to beat up the police. So a little bit of a dichotomy there. Anyway, Wayne goes on to basically say it's time to man up. He's addressing the left and saying, you know, there's still a long way to go, and we shouldn't be screaming about Biden's potential loss because it'll convince other people to just give up the fight. So he's trying to rally the troops, in other words, which sort of telegraphs the fact that, yeah, their morale is in trouble. Now, Barack Obama says everybody should be able to vote by mail, and then he hurls a few insults at Donald Trump's claims that it will lead to widespread fraud. And Obama's out there saying voting by mail shouldn't be a partisan issue, even though it clearly is, especially during a pandemic. Everybody should be able to request an absentee ballot and make their voice heard in every election. Little sidebar story that came in earlier today about a family who got an application for an absentee vote in the name of their cat, who has been dead for 12 years. Meanwhile, out in the California primary, it highlights the problems with mail-in voting because more than 100,000 mail-in ballots were rejected by California election officials during the March presidential primary. Now, Obama's concern about voting during a pandemic, there are two solutions. One is you let everybody decide for themselves, are they willing to risk exposure to COVID-19 to go and exercise their franchise, to go and vote? Now, I think that's the most immediate solution. The other one is that we have to have a way of voting where individuals can vote, possibly electronically, who knows what, but it's got to be cheat proof. And here is where Donald Trump is right. You can stuff the ballot box with absentee ballots. People who are counting the votes, they have no way of knowing where that absentee ballot came from. They have no way of knowing if that name really exists, if that's really a voter. Because last I heard, cats can't vote anyway, even if they were still alive. And it concerns me greatly that the Democrats are pushing for mail-in voting for everybody. Now in California, everybody's getting an absentee ballot. It's completely out of control. We haven't even had the election, and I know it's going to be the crookedest election we've ever seen. Now, Zogby is out there conducting their own polls and saying Biden's dismissal support from blacks threatens his election. What does he bring to the table? That's a very, very good question. What does Biden bring to the table? So far, it looks like he's plagiarizing other people's political positions and other people's platforms. There was an interesting video montage that was being shown on Fox the other day where Donald Trump is out there saying, you know, buy American, hire American, and it was intercut with Biden, more or less paraphrasing the same thing. But he wasn't using the exact same words because he wanted to say, this is an original thought by me. Okay, Trump is probably very nervous. No, he shouldn't be nervous, and I'll tell you why. Mary Trump is releasing her so-called tell-all book. It's going to hit the bookshelves this week. And basically the judge, the attorney rather, Ted Boutrous, said the First Amendment forbids prior restraints because they are intolerable infringements on the right to participate in democracy. And he's absolutely right. As far as we know, Mary Trump didn't sign a non-disclosure anyway. So, but here's the thing. Every bit of it that's already been leaked out is stuff everybody already knew. So I'm predicting this is probably going to be a nothing burger. And I certainly have no intention of buying the book. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. And the yesterday, the federal court judge overseeing the case against Roger Stone ordered the Department of Justice to provide details of President Trump's decision to commute Stone's sentence, specifically to clarify whether the commutation applies to Stone's full sentence or whether it applies only to the potential jail time. See, the sentence against Roger Stone included a period of home detention under surveillance. And the federal court judge wants to still impose that, and he wants the exact letter of the commutation to see if he can justify imposing some kind of a sentence, non-jail sentence, onto Roger Stone. They don't give up, do they? They need at least one sacrificial lamb to justify all the money and time they spent on this Russiagate hoax. Have you noticed how much our so-called leaders in Washington, D.C. behave like spoiled children on a school playground? They really, really, really do. Out in California, the lockdowns are back. Governor Newsom has ordered bars and movie theaters to close, bans indoor dining, while Los Angeles and San Diego school districts announced students will not return in the fall over the surge in COVID-19 cases. They're going to go to completely remote learning, which hasn't worked out as well as they would like. Of course, you know, it's a real opportunity for homeschooling to take hold. You know, if the public schools aren't letting students in, if the public schools are out there trying to do things over the computer, parents might decide, you know, we'll just take over here. We can spend more time with our kid than this remote teacher. But yeah, sure. Let's do more homeschooling. There's a bright side to this thing here. Anyway, the new school year will begin online. And California's confirmed coronavirus cases increased to 329,162. At least 7,000 people of California have died from the virus. Now, Houston's mayor wants another COVID-19 lockdown. The virus is currently spreading out of control. He wants to have another full lockdown for another 2 weeks to slow down the increase of the new COVID-19 cases. And complicating things is Hong Kong has discovered a new strain of COVID-19 that is 30% more infectious. Apparently, it is still out there mutating. South Africa has reintroduced a ban on alcohol sales to combat the virus pandemic. South Africa's confirmed cases have exponentially soared in the last several weeks to over 250,000 as the government reintroduces restrictions to ban alcohol sales, along with new nighttime curfews, mandatory mask wearing, a move that will hopefully alleviate the strain on the country's hospital system by mitigating the spread of the virus. President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the African nation on Sunday and said the sale of alcohol will be suspended with immediate effect. Now, Japan is accusing China of spreading propaganda and disinformation during the coronavirus pandemic. And I saw this on TV the other day. It's being claimed there's a virologist who fled Hong Kong is accusing Beijing of a cover-up. Now, I hesitate on this one because we have seen in the past where somebody who's claimed to have escaped the country we happen to hate right now, claims to be a defector, and then says absolutely everything that supports the cover story against the country. How many Iranian scientists have defected to say that Iran is building a nuclear bomb? How many Iraqi nuclear scientists defected and went on TV saying that Iraq was building a nuclear bomb? You can understand why I'm being a little bit cautious about this. Speaking of alcohol, research is showing that women are drinking more than men to cope with the coronavirus due to psychological distress and the presence of children in the home during the pandemic. Well, we don't have children to deal with here, just each other. But apparently, this new study from researchers at the University of South Florida reveals that women are drinking more. They interviewed over 750 U.S. adults about the impact coronavirus had on their alcohol consumption. All righty, let's talk about the international news now. It's getting very, very tense out there. The U.S. rejects the Chinese claim to the South China Sea in a major reversal of Obama-era appeasement. State Department, pardon me. Excuse me about that. The State Department has confirmed the policy change in a press release attributed to Secretary Pompeo. And basically, they're championing a free and open Indo-Pacific. And they're saying they will respect the 12-mile barrier around these islands, but that they don't recognize China declaring all of the area territorial waters, nor do they recognize the Chinese claim on the Spratly Islands, which are contested. U.S. sanctions are part of a multi-front war on Syria, and its long-suffering civilians are the main targets. The U.S. is waging multiple fronts in the war against Syria, including brutal sanctions, while claiming concern over the well-being of Syrian civilians, the vast majority of whom are suffering as a direct result of U.S. policies. On June 17th, the U.S. implemented the CSAR Act, America's latest round of draconian sanctions against the Syrian people to protect them, the government claims. This after years of bombing civilians and providing support to anti-government militants, leading to the proliferation of terrorists who kidnap, imprison, torture, maim, rape, and murder the same Syrian civilians. Now, just weeks after these barbaric sanctions were enforced, American crocodile tears came pouring out about Syrian suffering, claims that Moscow and Damascus are allegedly preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid. More hot air from American hypocritical talking heads who don't actually care about the Syrians' well-being. Okay, now this is a bizarre story here, and it's coming out of Sputnik News. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Mohsen Bahavand alleges that Tehran immediately rejected Washington's attempt at preventing a retaliatory attack by Iranian forces shortly after the January assassination of Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force Commander Major General Qassem Soleimani, which has been declared illegal and a war crime by the United Nations. The U.S. sent a message to Iran via the Swiss ambassador to demand Iran not to give a response, but it was rejected immediately, meaning that Iran is still considering what they're going to do about this. They did go to the UN. They did play by the rules. The UN said, yes, that was a war crime. There was no indication that Soleimani was engaged with or about to engage with an attack on the United States. Now, Iran has contacted the JCPOA, the Joint Commission Plan of Action, about the Europeans' violation of commitments. We've talked about the P5+1 deal in the past about how Iran complied with it completely, and the United States did not, and then ultimately unilaterally pulled out of the deal. But Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Political Affairs Abbas Araghchi says three European signatories to the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran have not abided by their commitments. And this is why Iran has requested activation of the deal's dispute resolution mechanism in a letter to the European Union's foreign policy chief. See, they're still trying to play by the rules. They kept their commitments. These other countries did not. The EU foreign policy chief said on July 3rd that he'd received a letter from Iran that demands triggering the dispute resolution mechanism of the nuclear deal over the failure of the three European signatories to the agreement to honor their commitment. And apparently the three nations involved are France, Germany, and Britain. And they have not lived up to their commitments in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the P5+1. All right, the Yemeni army has launched fresh retaliatory attacks on Saudi Arabia. Oil company Saudi Aramco operates a 400,000-barrel-a-day refinery in the Red Sea city of Jizan. Yemen's army, backed by Ansarullah fighters, launched a number of retaliatory operations deep inside Saudi territories in response to a Saudi spike of airstrikes. The army spokesman, Yahya Saria, said that the recent operations have hit their targets in airports of Jizan, Asir, and Khamis Mushait, including a gathering of senior military officers, among them Saudi military officials, in Al Tadwin military camp in Marib. These operations have been carried out in retaliation to the spike of Saudi airstrikes, including Sunday's strike on a house in the Washaha area of Hajin province, resulted in the killing of 10 members of one family, among them the mother and two of her infants. Yeah, I guess you couldn't have something like that happen and remain entirely cheerful about that. We've been talking about this deal that Iran and China are putting together for mutual security, mutual economic gain, manufacturing, closer commercial ties. And apparently a major part of this is to ditch the dollar, for Iran and China to directly exchange their own currencies between each other, which allows them to bypass U.S. sanctions. Now, this is going to be great for Iran. And what the net result of all of this is, Iran is being driven into China's sphere of influence. The United States is destroying its own foreign policy with this bullying approach to all the other countries. Nobody wants to be near a bully. And it means that if we try and bomb Iran into going back and selling themselves into slavery to the Federal Reserve, we'll be at war not just with Russia, but with China. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. But the rest of the world is trying to get away from the U.S. dollar because the U.S. government weaponized it. Okay, over in China again, the J-20B stealth fighter, the world's third operational fifth-generation aircraft, has gone into mass production, and Beijing is placing heavy orders. And they sorted out the jet's early problems, and it's ready to be fielded. Well, it looks like the F-35 is now in second place, at least. There's a video that we linked to. The most advanced version of the Russia's flying tank, the Sukhoi 25, filmed in detail from the cockpit. This appears to be the Russian version of the Thunderbolt, the A-10 attack plane. It's made for ground support operations. It's heavily armored. And the Sukhoi 25 is among the most used Russian aircraft, having left a mark in over a dozen armed conflicts since the Soviet intervention in Afghanistan, which they lost. But the airplane did very well. It's dubbed the flying tank due to its heavy armor plating and overall resilience. Its primary task is to provide close air support for ground forces, taking out high-value enemy targets on the battlefield. In other words, it's a tank killer. So the video that was published last Sunday by Zvezda, the official channel of the Russian military, shows the test flights of a pair of Sukhoi 25 SM-3s. Shot by multiple cameras from inside and outside the cockpit, the footage shows the planes firing weapons and making combat maneuvers. It looks very, very impressive. All right, economic news now. A record 5.4 million Americans have lost their health insurance since the pandemic amid unprecedented job losses. And given medical costs these days, that is a serious, serious hit. So apparently 5.4 million more Americans have found themselves uninsured between February and May. Just that 4-month period. Unemployment is at 4 million a year. The GDP will take 5 years to recover, and the biggest peacetime deficit ever. We haven't seen economic strain like this since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Now, analysts are still out there saying that at some point, gold is going to leave stocks in the dust. The stock market is doing very well, but you need to understand those rising stock prices have to do with companies letting people go. Because obviously, when you start firing staff and workers, your profits go up, and the stockholders are happy, and they'll buy more stocks. It's an inverse relationship. A high stock price doesn't necessarily mean your company's doing well. Just means there's an opportunity for a quick profit here. Meanwhile, Russia has supplied the first shipment of Arctic oil to China. Russian energy giant Gazprom Neft has started supplying crude from its Novy Port Arctic oil field to China. The first batch amounted to 144,000 tons of crude was delivered to Yantai Port, the company announced. The tanker route from Murmansk to Yantai crosses the Arctic seas and three oceans and takes 47 days. Successful experience in the sale of Arctic oil in the European market and in-depth inside of Asia-Pacific markets allows Gazprom Neft to offer Novy Port oil with a unique year-round logistics scheme to Asian partners. Kroger markets have stopped giving change in coins due to the claimed coin shortage. I'm not sure how real that is. And they're now going to put leftover money, your change, if you will, on loyalty cards instead, which is a really clever way to keep people coming back to your market, which I don't know if they really need that, because I had one experience with a Kroger market. And I loved the place. I thought it was great. The supermarket chain said it will not be providing coins to cash-paying customers as change for the time being due to a coronavirus-induced coin shortage. Now, we were at a local general store called Dollar General today. They had a sign up saying, please pay in exact payment because we're short of coins as well. So I took my little baggie of coins that have built up over the last couple of weeks. There wasn't that much in it, about 16 bucks. I took it over to the bank. Their coin machine was broken. So I don't know what's going on out there. Is this the first step toward pushing us toward a cashless society? Get everybody to use cards, even if they're just the loyalty cards. Over in Great Britain, they've banned China's Huawei from its 5G network after months of pressure from the Trump administration. China is very unhappy about that. The British government announced early today that it was banning Chinese state telecommunications company Huawei from its high-speed 5G telecommunications network. Where will they go for the 5G hardware now? Well, it just so happens the United States has a few companies that are manufacturing 5G equipment, so you can just go buy the stuff from them. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. On Monday, yesterday, the U.S. Conference of Mayors published a letter in which they backed the idea of Democrats to create a reparations commission so the idea of slavery reparations to 41 million black Americans could be examined. Now, I'm against the idea of reparations because it's making people who did not commit a crime make payments to people who were not the victim of a crime. Everybody who was a slave owner is dead. Everybody who was a slave is dead. That's just the way it is. Get used to it. And demanding reparations for slavery of the ancestors makes about as much sense as my going up to Canada to the descendants of the escaped slaves that were helped through the Underground Railroad, of which my family ran a station, and say, you owe me. I helped your ancestors. Ridiculous. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. Coming up on the second hour of our program, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now. you start calling on in with your questions and opinions and stuff. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Indian Affairs has ordered a pipeline company to pay $187 million for trespassing on the Fort Berthold Reservation in North Dakota. Well, I think that's a good thing, because we've seen these pipeline companies have a bad habit of just running their pipelines through land they don't own. And you have to realize, somewhere in this oil pipeline company, there's an executive who was being shown a map of the pipe route. And I'm sure that one of the underlings saying, you know, we're going across land that we don't have the right to. And the executive said, ah, go ahead and do it. We'll solve the mess later. Those Native Americans, you know, they're not a big problem to us. Well, they ought to be. You know, land ownership is land ownership. And let's be honest, the Native Americans got a raw deal. Now, we're not talking about reparations for past injustice right here. We're talking about injustices happening today, now, before our very eyes. Okay, let's talk about corporate media, specifically computers. Apparently, Google search upgrades make it harder for websites to win traffic. If you type a query into the Google search bar on a smartphone, there's a good chance the results will be dominated by paid advertisements. Now, this stems from a decision in 2015 to test a fourth ad rather than three at the top search results. And I noticed that, and it's one of the reasons why I don't use Google all that much anymore. But the era of free news for Facebook and Google may soon be over, because they've operated like shop windows for news stories, plying their billions of visitors with free snippets and information from articles across the web. And antitrust tussle that's coming to a head in Australia may change that. Australia's competition regulator will this month publish draft rules forcing the two U.S. tech giants to share revenue generated from news with the original publishers, including Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. Okay, we're going to go take a phone call from David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Michael, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci of CDC and all that business. But, you know, he's been working with the communist Chinese for years, even before this COVID-19, this current virus. He's very
yes.
close with the communist Chinese. In fact, they've actually made him an honorary member of the Chinese Communist Party. And the Chinese communists have great affection for Dr. Fauci. They love him. He's their favorite American, and they love him so much they've even given him like a very affectionate, like a pet name. You know what the communist Chinese call Dr. Fauci? What their pet name for him is?
No,
I'll tell you. They call him Fauci Ching. The communist Chinese call Dr. Fauci Fauci Ching.
Which
That's
translates
their pet
as?
Name for him. Huh?
I said, what does that translate as?
I don't know, but I better translate as something. I don't know what it means, but they love him. They, you know, it's like a pet name that they've given him. He's like their favorite pet American is Fauci Chi.
All right, well, David, we're going to have to go. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.